Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are going to be focusing today on Perek Lamed Gimel, the 33rd chapter of Sefer Yirmiyahu. This is introduced as a Perek which is given to him in jail. So once again, Yirmiyahu is languishing in the jail of Tzidkiyahu. He is considered at this point in time a turncoat, for as Babylon, as Nebuchadnezzar surrounds the city, he tells people to actually disobey the king in civil disobedience and hand themselves over to Nebuchadnezzar, and for this he is incarcerated. His last nevuah was to buy the land of his cousin Hanamel, and now he is told this nevuah. The introduction to this nevuah is he is told something quite unusual. Hashem says to him, "Kara elai ve'enecha, call out to me and I will answer you, v'agidelecha gedolos v'tzoros le'adatom, and I will answer any unknown questions that you wish." That's the introduction to this prophecy. And the Malbim points out at this point in time, this is unique in the sense that up till now, it's been very, very specific as to when Yirmiyahu gets nevuahs. He did not necessarily have choice of when or what he would say. And this is one of the first times where Yirmiyahu was given the space for the dialogue, a space for the questions necessary. We saw actually that in Perek Lamed Gimel, in Perek Lamed Beis, Yirmiyahu actually questioned Hashem. He wondered, why is Hashem telling him to buy this land at the time of destruction? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if there's any questions, let me know. It's interesting because this is the end of the road. Only at the end of the road is he really getting light and perspective. And this nevuah is one of perspective. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first asserts from Pasuk Dalet to Tes that there is going to be healing after this destruction. And Hashem says, "V'hinani ma'ale l'aruka u'marpe u'rufasim." I'm going to bring you healing. Aruka is an external healing, marpe is an internal healing. "V'gileisi lohem ateres shalom ve'emet." And I'm going to bring you an increase, as the Radak reads it, a large amount of peace and truth, which is going to come. And at that point in time, when everything, when your sins are taken away and cleansed, it's going to be a time of great joy for me. Everyone's going to be scared of you around as you see this goodness happening to you. Why is everybody scared? So the Chida Kabbalistically points out that there is a notion that when Bnei Yisrael do teshuva, there's different levels of teshuva. There's teshuva miyira. There is a process of repentance which is from fear, and there's the process of teshuva me'ahava, repentance through love. This is going to be the apex of that moment of teshuva me'ahava, of return through love. And the Gemara tells us that when a person returns to Hashem through love, even their zedonos, their intentional misdeeds are counted as zechuyos, are able to be re-channeled as zechuyos, as merits. Does that mean to say psychologically that a person realizes their capacities and capabilities through their negative actions? Or does it mean that the negative actions themselves are the crucible for the forging them into the goodness of where they are now? Complicated discussion. But nonetheless, the Chida points out that at this point in time, after the terrible pains of Golos, and after the terrible things we had to learn as a nation through Golos, and we come back and we've had our sins cleansed through the terrible suffering, generation after generation, without being able to have any sense of justice or any sense of protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as you come back, me'ava or and you've been purified, that at that point in time, there's even the difficulties you went through are going to contribute, are going to be part of your zechuyos, and that's going to be something which is called Yichud Hashem, where the unity of Hashem, where Hashem is seen even in the most difficult and dark places in history and in life. And at such a point where there's Yichud Hashem, the negative or the tame parts of the world, so to speak, melt, because there's nothing left which is outside the purview of Hashem's plan. That's what seems to be described over here, says the Chida in a Kabbalistic sense. Okay, the next section of this conversation that Hashem shares with Yirmiyahu is from Pasuk Yud all the way through to Yud Ches. And in this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just talk about healing, but he talks about rejoicing. He says famous words which we're going to hear a few times. He says, "Od ki ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Od yishama b'makom hazeh," they will in the future will be here. They heard in this place, this specific place where there is destruction and pain and suffering right now. In this place, kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala. There's going to be rejoicing, happiness. the sounds of weddings. Kol amrim hoidu laHashem tzavakos, es Hashem tzavakos. That people who are going to be thanking Hashem and bringing the Korban Todah in this place. And in those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu points out, I'm going to reshape, there's going to be the dynasty of David HaMelech is going to come again, and he's going to bring about justice, Mishpat Utztaka Va'aretz, and B'yomim HaHaim Tivasha, Yehuda Yisrael Tishkon Lovetach, Yehuda will dwell securely in Yerushalayim, will be safe, they'll be saved. That, and this obviously is the text which is used for the prayer for the government, which we say on the Shabbos. This beautiful description of the return. It is interesting that Radak points out that the korban that we are going to be bringing in the future is the korban toida, which literally is the Thanksgiving offering. Why the Thanksgiving offering? So obviously it makes sense. The experience of Golus itself will have been a conglomeration of all the worst tragedies that a person can go through in life. And so as we move out of the desert and the seas and the incarceration and sickness of Golos, all the four cases of saying Berakas HaGomel and bringing a Korban Torah, of course we're going to bring a Korban Torah, but the Radak points out that also it's because the Korban Torah is not brought on a sin. We know we won't have sins because they will have been, we will have been acquitted, we will have actually cleansed ourselves through the pain and suffering of Golos, which is why the Korban of the day will be the Korban Torah. And the obviously when we refer to in this section, David HaMelech, why is David being brought up in this whole episode of Geula? And the Mitzvot points out the obvious point that this refers to the scion of David, which is referring to the Melech HaMashiach, of course. Finally, in the last very moving section of this perek, from your test to Chofei to its culmination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the rules of the game. And he says a very, very, very powerful thing. He says, Im Kamar Hashem, so says Hashem Apostle Chof, Im Toferu es Brisi Hayom, Ves Brisi Alayla, Livaltiya Yosayom Balala Baitom. If you can say that day and night will be obliterated, if you can say that the basic foundations of time can be undone, then Gam Brisi Tufar es David Avdimi Yosle Bein Molech Al Kisoy, Ves Alevi Makohane Mishorosoy. Then you can say that also the covenant with the priests and the kings can be undone. At that point in time, they could also be undone. Why is he saying this? So he continues to explain, because the you see what people are saying. They said that the two families that God chose have now been rejected. And they said that we've been rejected from being the nation of God. What's this referring to? Well, what's the point that Hashem is making? And this is a very simple thing, and that is that you are about to witness, Yirmiyahu, you're on the cusp of destruction, you're going to witness as Nebuchadnezzar rakes through the city and destroys anything which was possibly left. They're going to kill, they're going to maim, they're going to sell. At such a point, you're going to go through a goddess, and there are going to be people, among them the Jews, as we'll see when we get to the book of Yechezkel, who are going to say, what connection do we have to Hashem anymore? Hasn't Hashem booted us out? Hashem's kicked us out. Goodbye. He's not interested in us. He's not interested in Ayichus. In fact, they say he has rejected our leaders. Who are the leaders of the Jews? Well, there are we'll call it the physical, political leaders. And there are the spiritual leaders. They are exemplified in two families in the nation of Israel. The family of the Levim is the spiritual leaders, the Kohanim. And the family of Yehuda is the political leaders, the physical leaders, which is through the idea of Malchus based David. So those two realms, those two have been cancelled. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as sure as day is day and night is night, and those two will never fall apart, so too you can be sure that Kahuna and Malchus will never fall apart as well. And that's why Hashem says, the famous pasuk quoted in numerous Gemaras, Ka'amar Hashem, so says God, Im loy brisi yomam v'loyla chukos shomayim loy samti. If it weren't for my covenant of day and night, then the rules of heaven and earth I would not have placed. And this refers to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to uphold this nation and going to uphold them throughout all eternity. It is interesting, historically speaking, to note that after this terrible Golus of Babylon, when the nation returned under the Persian control 70 years later, the first leaders, that there are going to be twin leaders all the way through, the twin leader, the first set of twin leaders are going to be Zerubbabel, who's actually the grandson of Yechoniah, which is from Malchus, from David, and the Kohen is Yeshua or Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. We're going to meet in Zechariah later on. Those are going to be the spiritual and political leaders. Later on, following them is going to be Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra is the sofer, he's the spiritual leader, and Nehemiah is the governor, the Persian governor. So we're going to have both leaders are going to be expressing exactly this nevuah of Yirmiyahu. In fact, later on, throughout the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, although we did have the Hashmonaim kings, the other leaders are the Nasi and the Av Beis Din. We're going to see the Zugois, the sets of two. Of course, that could also fall into the same rubric that Yirmiyahu is talking about over here. The last point just to notice is that this last pasuk about im loy brisi yomam v'layla chukai shemayim v'aretz lo yisamti, if it weren't for the, my covenant with the day and night, the rules of heaven and earth, I would not place. This the Gemara takes out of the context, as Rashi points out here, it's out of the context of Pshat, but Chazal say that what this is referring to is not so much about, you know, if you look to the principles of nature and you see that they're not going to be contravened, then you know this. Rather, this is actually referring to our responsibility. So the Gemara says, for instance, and this is Paskin and Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeh Resh Samaches, that if it's not for the bris of Bris Milah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow the connection or the rules of nature to abide by. So it's actually based on our actions, which is why the Shulchan Aruch says that there is a mitzvah lamules agerim lahatif mahim dam bris to do hatavas dam bris and do milah, because that is the reason why, in fact, the heaven and earth continue to exist. And more famously, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Nedarim, and numerous other places says that if it were not for our covenant with Torah, if we were not to keep the Torah covenant, then the whole all of heaven would and earth would collapse. Which is why it is Rashi says on the sixth day of creation, why it's called Yom HaShishi, quoting Resh Lakish, Vayereva Vayku Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. What's the sixth day? Melamed Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imas Lebereish, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the very creation itself. Im Yisrael Makablim Es Torasi Mutav, if Israel were to keep the Torah, then great. Im Lav Ani Achzir Eschem LaTovavo, I'm going to reverse the world into nothingness. So this is another explanation of this, which is not so much about just looking at the basic facts of which are, but rather our responsibility in maintaining that relationship. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.